You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which invites you along on a journey to learn of mindful living, grow in mental health, and inspire through personal growth. In a world where we can often feel much stress and overwhelm, this podcast provides bite-sized tips and real talk conversations, empowering you to embrace mindfulness and nurture your full potential. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping others live life with peace of mind and ease of heart without losing their, well, you know, here we go. Hello, and welcome to episode 186 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. So if you're listening to this in real time, leap year is right around the corner, which I find so very interesting as to why we have this random extra day every 4 years in the month of February, which is like a bonus day. Well, according to NASA, the scientific facts behind leap year is that it takes approximately 365.25 days for Earth to completely orbit the sun, and that's considered a full solar year. We usually round the days into a calendar year to 365 days. So to make up for that missing partial day, we add one extra day to our calendar approximately every 4 years, which is what a leap year is. They also say that leap years are important so that our calendar year matches up with the solar year. And what that means is, for the amount of time that it takes for Earth to make a full trip around the sun, we then subtract 5 hours, 46 minutes, and 48 seconds off of every year, which doesn't sound like a big deal, just a little 5 hours. But if you keep subtracting almost 6 hours every year, the things can really get messed up. Meaning, for example, here in the US, the month of July is a warm summer month. But if we never had these leap years, all of those missing hours add up into days, weeks, and even months. And eventually in a few hundred years, then July could actually take place in the cold winter months, which is why leap years are important. So what do you do with this bonus day every 4 years? Thinking of leap year, I always laugh because it reminds me of an episode of the original Saved by the Bell. Gotta love being an 80s baby. And if I'm remembering correctly, there was an episode that on the leap year, it was the opportunity for the girls to ask the guys out to what they called a Sadie Hawkins dance. And it may not be a thing now, but back in the day, that was definitely a really big deal. And I looked up the term Sadie Hawkins dance because I never had before. I only remember it from the Saved by the Bell episode. And in the US, it's where, again, the guys here usually ask the girls out to school dances like prom or homecoming dances. But the Sadie Hawkins dance happens once a year to give this opportunity for the girls to do the same thing. Now, according to some Google sites, the date for Sadie Hawkins Day is most commonly reported as November 13th, but has been confused for February 29th, Leap Year Day, because that day is Bachelor's Day, and that's according to the old Irish tradition of women being allowed to propose to marriage on that day. All null and void now, but that's where it came from. When we think about the concept of time, in particular, the concept of these missing hours, it leads me to wonder, what would I do, quite literally, if I had all the time in the world? If I had all the time in the world, if you had it, what would you do? I've shared with you that when I worked in a school and was obtaining my hours for my therapy licensure, I would leave my house a little after 7 a.m. and wouldn't return until after 7 p.m. And I felt as though I never had time for anything. But now, my friends, having my own practice and being my own boss and having these high expectations and big goals for my practice and for myself, despite not being at work, so to speak, for 6 to 12 hours a day, I do still feel as though I'm always working. And I still don't have time to do everything that I want to do. However, I do take the time to do those important things like walk or drive my son to school every morning and pick him up every afternoon. So I make the time for those things, but there's still so much more that I want to get done. And even when we strip all of our responsibilities away, like let's say you didn't have to pick up or drop off anybody at school, and if you had the privilege to just go on vacation despite the number of days, ask yourself, reflect, do you truly disconnect? Do you truly take the break from social media? How do you really connect with those you love? And do you know how to intentionally connect with yourself? So, my friends, if you were gifted this extra bonus day on a leap year, or maybe not even just this one day, even a full 7 to 14 day vacation, what would you do with this time? And the reality is that the possibilities are endless. After all, time is expensive, valuable, priceless, and you can't get it back. But knowing that it isn't limitless is also a core and refreshing reminder that each and every moment matters, because all vacations inevitably, eventually, do come to an end. But understanding the concept of time shows us that if we envision a life with no end, and think of all of the magical dreams and intentional plans that we desire, what stops us from doing the same things in the right here and right now? Because again, nothing lasts forever. But at the same time, that's the beauty of it. When I answer for myself, what would I do if I had all the time in the world without extra responsibility? I thought about it honestly. And I know that I would want to do these things no matter how much time I had or had left. I want to continue to explore new corners of the world and share those experiences with those who matter to me the most. I want to remember the faces of my children as babies as they grow up, and my parents as they are now. I want to write and publish children's books. I want to be an international speaker on my mindful living framework. I want to continue to touch lives through the Free to Be Mindful podcast and through my therapeutic services. And it's really how we do use this time that makes life that much more meaningful. Because if we approach relationships, opportunities, learning experiences, and even life's difficult lessons with a positive attitude, we may actually realize how very precious time actually is. So let's take some lessons for what we would do if time wasn't a constraint and apply them to our own lives. So the first tip is stop living by the fear of running out of time. There's a term called time anxiety, which involves this fear about the passing of time and can lead to an intense emotional pressure and negative impacts on our physical and mental health that cause us to feel trapped in these busy schedules or these disorganized practices that end up eating much more of our time. And time anxiety definitely shows up in the workforce. One study shows that 78.7% of professionals feel stressed because there isn't enough time in the week to get everything done. We become so caught up in our almost never-ending responsibilities, and then we play catch-up by trying to meet these deadlines that we don't feel like we have enough time to just relax and reflect. And even being my own boss, I'm familiar with that feeling oh too well. In these situations, it's important to create a routine that works for you, that highlights the clear priorities, that organizes tasks by importance, and that leads you to know that you can always do things later. Also, it helps when you remove as much distractions as possible. I've shared when I'm in my office, my phone goes into work mode, and calls and texts do not come in unless they're from my immediate family members. Also, set time for breaks so that you do get breathers, because working 6 hours at a time, how really efficient are you? But if you work, let's say, for 20 minutes at a time and then take a 5-minute break, those 20 minutes without any distractions may be or may lead to more efficiency than just being in the office wasting the day. And lastly, have grace with yourself. You're a human being. Not a robot, not a machine, not a human doing, My friend, you are a human being. So learn to provide yourself with the space to just be. There's also time anxiety regarding societal expectations. This is the anxiety we face when we feel that we have to reach all of these milestones by a certain age. I remember at the age of 26, my dad sitting me down and asking me what I was doing with my life. And I remember being baffled, thinking, I don't know, I'm living on my own, teaching full time, getting my master's part time, traveling a little bit, and living my best single young adult life. I was having a good time. But I know that my dad was trying to get to the idea of when are you going to settle down, get married, and have kids? That's old school thinking for you. And the idea of this time anxiety around societal expectations is indeed exacerbated by what we see around us when our friends go off and get engaged and married, when people start asking us, why aren't we with someone yet? Or when is that first kid coming? When is the next kid coming? When are we going to start looking for a new job? All of these other questions make us feel like we then have to meet this invisible expectation when the reality is that everybody works and lives and meets their own goals at their own pace. Because with that type of thinking, it can then further delay us from finding that something when the timing is right for us, and then forcing ourselves into relationships, jobs, situationships, leases, whatever it may be, that may not be right for us. So, in these situations, we should exercise open communication to let the other person know how certain things may be making us feel, or talking to someone trusted so that we don't feel alone. Yes, that's a little bit harder to do with your older parents or grandparents or aunts somewhere out there, but it is helpful when we do do that. We can also remind ourselves that everyone has their own path and their own timing. It's never too late to do something. And we need to exercise this kindness and forgiveness for ourselves. This time anxiety, also in the sense of stressing out about lost time or how much time is left, instead of focusing on these present moments, makes a big difference. While I tend to work with kids, young adults, and moms, I do observe the elderly in this way, or sometimes even the sick. And I remember when my grandfather was still alive, I asked him once if he was afraid of getting old. And he told me that he wasn't, that he is still at that time getting to live his life the way he wants to and spending the time with his family. And that it was much better than the alternative, meaning dying. He has since passed. And actually, on the day that this episode is being released, it is the marking of his 4-year anniversary of his passing. And while I miss him a ton, I'm not sad that he's gone, even though my eyes get watery as I talk about it, because I know that he lived, he truly lived the moments of his life with intention and with purpose. And when we think about our own past and our own future, it can be rather easy to get stuck or feel stuck in the cycle instead of really enjoying where we are at that time. So, some tips to avoid this is practicing the aspect of mindful living. And thinking of my abuelo, old school Dominicans didn't have a word for mindfulness, right? Or for mindful living. But regardless of age, we know that when we are fully present and when our minds are racing with all types of details about everything going on, except for what's happening right in front of you, then you're not really living in the present moment. And we know how draining that can feel, as opposed to being truly fulfilled by what's happening in front of you. You can also change the fixation to reflection. When we think back to the past, instead of fixating on things of perhaps where we went wrong or being hard on ourselves, we can then reflect on what we learned and what we grew from. In the similar sense, when we think about the future, we can shift our mindset to think about the excitement for our hopes and goals instead of thinking about all the things that we haven't done yet. Just making that shift. So the second tip is make the time you have as valuable as you can. If we're being honest with ourselves, we know that we often take for granted this quality time that we should spend with others, that we should be present in. And when we turn this passive time into active time, we can then see how significant of a gift time really is. When we're sharing our time with our loved ones, our kids, anybody we care for, we can try to actively listen and share our perspectives so that people feel seen, so that people feel heard, so that we're being present and having these mindful conversations. When we're watching a movie, we can try to unplug from our phone so that we're really following the plot and not just having it on in the background. Or when we're working on something, we can try to stay away from the distractions so that we are indeed more productive. The key to this is to make time as valuable as it is intended to be so that we can make the most of it. And the third tip is to trust the process. Some things make sense to us. We work hard and we expect certain scenarios. We want certain outcomes and things play out exactly the way they should have said in quotations. However, sometimes things don't. And sometimes we don't understand the why. Why did it turn out differently than the way that I wanted it to, expected it to? And then we don't understand the why or how things may have just gotten off course. But no matter what happened in some way, all of these little things come together to form the journey that you are supposed to be on, your own personal journey. This makes me think of when I was a school counselor. I do have my certification to be a supervisor of a school counseling department. And I went on a lot of interviews, and I sometimes just got to a second interview and then obviously never got the job. And back then, I'd be so angry because I knew that I could do the job well. But now, whatever it is you believe in, God, a higher power, the universe, energy, whatever it is, I know that that just wasn't the path that I was supposed to go on. Because if I did go down that path, would I have been where I am now, sitting here talking to you? So know that everything truly, truly does happen for a reason. We really must trust the process. And trusting the process means releasing the idea of control and being at ease with the fact that not everything is going to go your way and not everything is in your control. Believing in the best for ourselves and knowing that we can indeed overcome any obstacles and every hard times that we may come across to be the best versions of ourselves. It means shifting our mindset, turning negative into positive. It means embracing patience, knowing that our time will come for whatever it is that we are waiting for and working toward, and knowing that it works out. Sometimes the way that we have in our heads, the planned way, and sometimes in a very unexpected way, even if it takes a bazillion years, but in the way that it is really and truly meant to work out. I think about the concept of time as I'm growing this human. It's really interesting because when you find out that your family is about to expand, all of these things go through your head, especially if it was unplanned and a surprise. And then what you wait for is the next ultrasound. And when is it that you find out their gender? You wait for all of these things and you can't wait for the day that your baby comes out so that you can finally see what they look like. But knowing that these 9 months while they're baking in there really is so much joy in that process and so much time that you can soak up instead of worrying about the future and thinking about all the what ifs, even while that is exciting. Because if you're pregnant now, you never know if it may indeed happen again. So it's best to soak in the moment while you have it. And it is because of that, because of the special journey that I'm on, and knowing that there are so many expecting and new moms out there, especially in the New Jersey area, it is because of this that I am hosting a 6-week virtual and in-person group for expecting and new moms, specifically in New Jersey. I encourage you to visit my website, freetobemindful.com, for more information if you know anyone that may benefit from this group. So, my friends, I hope that you're able to know that time is really on your side, knowing that no, we don't live forever and not everything goes our way or goes the way that we expected it to or according to our own plan. But we have to trust that there is a bigger plan out there. and that we can make the best of the time that we have if we live with intention and if we live this purpose. And it would be my honor if you join me on the short guided meditation so that I can guide you through how you can do this on your own. So, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I invite you to answer these questions in your mind, whether you're driving, walking, or washing dishes, and see how you can incorporate the aspects, some aspects of mindful living with the aspect of understanding time, how you see it, how you reflect in it, and what you want to do with it. So think to yourself, where do you see yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What are some challenges or changes that maybe have inspired you to become the person that you are then? Think about what are some things that you do right now to bring you happiness and to bring you peace. And how can you do more of that? Do you want to spend more time in that space? Or are you okay with just working all the time? Thinking about your future self, what do you see yourself doing? What are some goals and ambitions you have for yourself? Who are the people you see yourself spending the most time with? What would the most important thing to you be? And why? Know that again, while we don't have control of our future, we do have almost full control of our mindset. And it's the way in which we show up, and it's the way in which we see life that impacts what happens to us in return. It is always my pleasure and my honor to share this space with you. If you have any thoughts on this, I do encourage you to reach out to me, especially on Instagram at Counselor V De Jesus. And I do ask you to spend some more time on these questions and to remember that in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next week.